legal?
We're on mic now, so I don't know.
Did I say
Hi,
that out loud?
It's 6 p.m. You sure did. On the air, too. Oops. 6 p.m. time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry, and here today we have the one and only Kelly Jones.
Hi.
Foodbed is on vacation, and I feel like I might throw up.
I'm gonna poop.
You're gonna... Can we say that on the air?
You can say poop. They say that on Channel 13.
So that means it's good to go then, right?
I think so.
Okay. Should we do this then?
Oh, you don't have bed music or anything to fill the awkward silence that's going to...
No, we actually, you know, we like awkward silences on Shut Up Weirdo.
Great.
That's what makes the show.
Awesome.
All right, people, you can join the playlist community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. And we have a topic tonight.
Well, we had many, many topics.
Oh, Kelly Jones is taking her earrings off. Are we going
to
fight?
Be a professional. And this headphone is squishing my faux hawk totally.
I'm nervous.
I'm sweating.
Really? Why am I nervous?
I don't know.
I've never done all of this at once before.
Is that water or vodka?
This is special water.
That's called vodka.
Yeah. It's my favorite clear food. That brings me to tonight's topic.
See what a professional you are?
Which we changed. That was a good transition, right?
Very good.
Thanks, Kelly J.
It's called a segue in radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Ken taught me.
Oh, did he? He hasn't taught me much.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, please. All right, so tonight's topic, which we just changed before the show, is now... Wait, what was it? This is going to be
food and color.
What's your favorite food by color? So we're going to name a color.
What's the first thing that popped into your mind?
Well, Ken said orange. Ooh. And we were talking about Cheetos.
Oh, yum.
So should we do orange first?
Okay.
I hope someone calls us. Oh, my God. Call us at 201-209-9368. What's your favorite orange food?
I don't care if they call. We could fill an hour.
Really?
No prob.
What else is orange that's still... Well, we were having an argument about what's better, Cheetos or cheese puffs, and I say crunchy Cheetos.
I like the weird ones that have the funny... They have the long, funny shape, not the smooth...
Yeah, those are the Cheetos.
Yeah, Cheetos.
Crunchy Cheetos.
But that's, you know, that kind of reminds me of another idea we had, which was the food you'll only eat in private. Like, you won't let people see you eating it.
Do you only eat Cheetos in bed?
I don't eat Cheetos in bed, but I won't eat them... in front of people, because I thought everyone just thought they were so nasty.
Ashamed. That is a delicious food.
No, you're thin. You're skinny.
What does that have to do with it?
Because it, like, I'm chunky, and if, like, I'm sitting there filling...
So you only eat celery in front of people? Like, what does that even mean?
That's all... Oh, I was going to say
like
a funny word.
Oh, I better get near
no,
that button.
I won't. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, what, so you only eat, like, salad in front of people?
I guess I just figured no one eats them, but...
People eat them. People love them.
Do you like them?
Delicious.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll take that out of the...
Nobody's calling.
They will. Don't worry.
201-209-9368. Mr. Johnny on the comments board says his favorite orange food is Cheez-Its.
Yeah, okay.
Fascinating.
Is there any food that's actually that color? Is it all totally dyed that color?
Oranges, clementines, tangerines.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Mangoes are a little orangey.
You had more time to think this through.
I'm just good at this.
Danny,
come on!
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
None of that. Danny D says macaroni and cheese, but I would say that that's a yellow food.
That's totally yellow.
Yeah.
Depends on the brand. It can have an orange tinge.
I guess he needs to specify.
What other food makes
Nobody's
your pea smell funny besides, let's switch to green, asparagus?
Is there another food that makes your pea smell funny? This is an awful topic. What are we doing?
The stuff makes the other end smell bad.
That's all food, my friend. Call us at 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo, and tonight's topic at the moment is what's your favorite orange food?
I'm driving them all away already.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God. Should we change it?
The subject?
No, we at least have to wait till 6:15.
Yeah, no. Let's just go down with the ship, honey.
Really?
If this show's going to suck, I'll take full
responsibility. Oh, my God, we have a call. Believe me, if this show sucks, it is not your fault.
Okay.
It's the show. 201-209-9368. What's your favorite orange food? And we'll be changing the color soon, so you better call now.
There's a billion calls.
Now it's Shut Up Weirdo, my friend. That's right. Did I do the phone?
Yes. Oh, I've sunk so low.
You're on the radio. So high.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up?
What's going on?
Food that's orange.
Yeah, what's your favorite food that's orange?
I just popped into my head. Those little individual packs of the peanut butter and crackers.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Those are really good.
Another private food for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you eat in public? I'm dying to know.
That was a good... What's your name?
My name's Keith.
Keith, hey, Keith. That's a good one. Now, do you actually eat those?
Yeah, they take much food, you know, if you're at work and you're feeling a little peckish, I suppose.
Do you buy them at the supermarket or are you just on a whim in the checkout aisle?
When I'm in the mood for orange food, absolutely.
I just handed Kelly Jones the list.
That means I write the names down, right?
That
and
means
I say
you write down the ones you like.
And
then at the end of the hour, you can choose the winner.
Keith, what are those things called?
Peanut butter crackers.
Peanut butter crackers?
Perhaps.
So sophisticated.
All right,
very
Keith.
Simple food for a simple person.
All right, Keith, have a good one.
Have a good one, Keith.
Have a great evening, girls.
That's not the required response, but we will still consider you as a potential winner.
Michelle loves the guy who always says, "All right, I will," after we tell him to have a good one.
Ugh.
Every week she falls for it.
That's probably, he's probably married to someone.
Yeah, of course.
Every time I hear someone say, "Have a good one," like, you know, out and about sincerely, your face pops into my head.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That is the greatest compliment anyone has ever given me.
And then the next thought is, why do I always have to think about Frankie?
It happens. Call us at 201-209-9368. I mean, even when I hear someone say it, like at a Starbucks or something, I giggle. Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite orange food? And you have 5 minutes to answer this one.
And they're like, she's such a happy-go-lucky person. Meanwhile, you're like,
yeah, on the inside, I hate everyone. Hi, you're on the radio.
You hate everyone on the outside, too. I hate to tell you.
Oh, I'm so nice.
Uh-huh.
Big Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Johnny Muller.
So, pizza's orange.
Peaches?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Pizza's orange when you throw it up.
Oh, gross. Well, then what color would you say pizza is?
Oh, I thought of one.
Red and yellow, which makes orange. Kelly Jones.
I think of pizza as tan and red and white.
Yeah, but we're not doing multitudes of colors.
Are you thinking of, like, pizza with vodka sauce or something?
Like, maybe he's thinking of a pizza that's a little toasty, so the cheese looks a little golden?
I sense a, you're, like, partial already to Johnny Muller's answers.
Oh, really?
Johnny, does she cheat and you get to win every week?
Mm-mm.
No, actually, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. I never let him win because he's my favorite, so I feel like people are going to be like, you let your favorite win.
But what on pizza is really orange?
Well, at least the oil is orange. You know, the oil
Okay.
Kelly Jones, you can't be mean to Johnny Muller. I will kick you out of this room.
I'm trying to be mean to you.
Well, that didn't work. Didn't work out that way.
I thought of something, though.
What?
Buffalo wings.
Those are red.
No, that's, like, disgusting orange. Buffalo sauce?
Yeah, I guess it's, like, red orange.
I will eat that in public.
Downstairs, they have pretzels that are buffalo wing flavored. Did you eat one? It was bizarre.
Only eat buffalo on buffalo wings.
Oh, I see. Good to know. All right, Johnny Muller, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Oh, and I like his drawings.
I have to fix the gallery. It's kind of a disaster.
I was looking at your something, one of your internet things.
My Instagram?
I don't even really know what that is, but I think that was it. Is it just a photo thing? You just put photos and, like, little blurbs? Is it, like,
on
Twitter?
Instagram?
And pictures meet?
Instagram is just photos with captions.
Photos with captions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. He's a little twisted.
A little?
Yeah.
He's out of his mind. And
there was some dirty ones, too, which I was like,
I like the dirty ones.
That's horrendous and awesome.
Yeah. That's why he's my favorite.
I get it.
Call us at 201-209-9368. What's your favorite orange food? Wow. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a one naturally orange food that I'd like to contribute to.
What is it? What is it?
When cooked, crab.
What? What is it?
Crab.
Crab?
Pap?
Pap smear?
Like baby crab.
Oh, crab.
Are crabs orange? Crab. Yeah, I guess they are orange.
I guess they are, really.
I'll give you that one. That's a good one.
I think you might be in the lead.
I was going to add lobster, but lobster's kind of more like a reddish color.
Yeah, I would say that one's a red. You know, the best part about this topic is the debate as to what color things are.
I didn't count on that.
Instead of what's good and what's not. It's like, no, that's not red.
That's how every show goes.
I know, it's the best. All right.
What's your name?
That's good.
My name is Kate.
All right, Kate. Thanks for
Kate.
Calling.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
When you like a call and you add them to the list, you have to tell them to listen at the end of the hour so they know they should listen.
I don't have to do anything. I'm a guest.
That's
you...
the rule. But I don't know who you like, and it's up to you this week who wins.
Okay. All right. I'll tell them.
They don't know unless you tell them.
I will accept that responsibility because you asked me so nicely.
And look at all of these other buttons in front of me.
Don't turn me off or we're going to get into it.
I would never do that.
Did I tell you I had to put on a second panty liner before coming in here?
Because you thought you were going to pee yourself?
I didn't know what might happen.
For real?
I just wanted to be prepared.
Did you get this nervous for the marathon show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because...
Yeah, even I did.
Yeah, I was... You guys were... And you gave Michelle a bloody lip.
I didn't mean to.
So you say.
That was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
It's not my fault I'm so strong, Kelly Jones. Call us at 201-209-9368. It's 6:15, so now we can change the color.
What's next?
Green.
So many colors to choose
let's
from.
Let's do green. Your favorite green
Wait,
food.
Let's debate this for a second, because we have 15 minutes. We have to deal with this.
Or we could do 10, if we want. Right? I mean,
we're in
charge here. We can do whatever we want.
Green is very veggie, right?
Mm-hmm. Purple's almost too hard because we could hardly think of some upstairs or downstairs or wherever that was.
Red, pink, blue.
Ooh, let's do pink.
White. Is there pink food?
Salmon.
All right, that's it. Let's do pink.
All right. What's your favorite pink food? Call us at 201-209-9368.
I could see this going south.
6-8. Bubblegum.
Good one.
Thank you.
Listen at the end of the hour, Frangry. You might be the winner.
Awesome, thanks.
I'm writing you down.
Hi, you're on the radio. We're on the color pink now.
G.
Oh, are we on pink?
Yeah, what's your favorite pink food? And don't say anything dirty.
Yeah.
I have an orange one.
All right, what's orange?
Salmon.
Salmon's pink, actually, so nice work.
Oh, thank you.
Salmon is actually in that transition area between orange and pink, which we call peach.
As the judge, I'm making it a pink food.
Okay, good to know. All right, mister.
Oh, cool.
What's your name?
My name is Young.
Young?
All right, that's Young.
Right. How do you spell that, Young?
Opposite of old.
Y-O-U-N-G.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I don't work for the newspaper, so I don't spell as well as you, Frangry.
I don't work for a newspaper.
You don't?
I used to. Like years and years and years ago, Kelly Jones.
Admit that the name Young could be spelled different ways.
I admit that.
Thank you.
Y-U-N-G?
See? Okay. Thank you.
We should change our topic to how do you spell the name Young. All right, Young, have a good one.
Have a good one. Listen at the end. Maybe. We'll see. You're at the bottom right now. Sorry. I should have brought another one of these down.
You should make an announcement to have someone bring you one. Someone bring Kelly Jones a beer.
A liquid beverage that's colored yellowy.
They actually
yellowy.
Turn the show down when we're on the air.
Do they really?
Yeah, because they don't want to hear us talking.
Bitches.
I know.
So jealous.
It's because they can't handle how good this show is.
Boners.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, there's something I like to eat that's pink, but it's really not a food.
I said don't be dirty.
That's why I didn't say it.
Ugh.
Thank you.
Typical. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frangry.
Hi, Danny
hey,
D.
Kelly.
Hi, Danny D. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Danny D. What's your favorite pink food? And don't be dirty.
I'm angry.
He's offended.
I'm disappointed that you would think that of me.
Just throwing it out there.
The ultimate food is pink.
What?
Taylor ham.
What?
Oh, Taylor. Oh my God! Do you not know what Taylor ham is?
Taylor ham.
Where'd you grow up?
Miami.
No, oh, that's the issue. Danny D, do you want to explain it to her, or should I?
Okay. Well, I can explain it if you want.
Please.
I mean, if I'm not doing a good job, then you can take over. That's fine.
I'm sure you can handle it.
Taylor ham is this wonderful processed pork product that the South Jersey people call pork roll.
She's making this nasty face.
And it was made like, it's like the best thing. It really is.
It's tangy.
It's very, unique to New Jersey.
Do you put it in
all
a sandwich?
It's made in Trenton.
That's right. It's only made in Trenton.
Do you put it in a sandwich?
You can.
Yep. You put it in a sandwich, put it on a bagel. I mean, you put it anywhere like any other luncheon meat would go. So, like, instead of a sausage, egg, and cheese, you could have a Taylor ham egg.
And it's sold to you like a mass. You would love it. It is like a gigantic hot dog, Frangry.
You know I love those, Kelly Jones.
And sometimes you can buy the biggest one. It requires two hands to hold it.
Ooh, I like those. Anything that any hot dog shape that requires two hands. That's on the top of my list, kids.
Danny D, you should listen at the end. You've risen above some of the other contestants.
You're on the list, Danny D.
I can't believe you don't know that. You don't spend any time. Jersey's beneath you.
I spend
correct?
A lot of time here, okay?
At the station, but not in New Jersey.
This is New Jersey.
Yes, but this is WFMU. It's encapsulated.
Oh, I see.
Do you spend any time in the state of New Jersey?
Absolutely not.
That's why you don't know what Taylor ham is. And if you ate it, you'd get chubby, so just don't. It's
All right.
It's horrendously delicious.
Is it super salty?
It's very salty. It's really tangy.
I kind of want some.
I'll get you one of the big rolls.
A double-handed one?
A two-fister.
All right, Danny.
When's your birthday?
Have a good one, Danny D.
Have a good one. When's your birthday?
December.
All right, well, it'll be your Christmas December.
All right, I can't wait.
Because it's expensive, ironically.
It is?
It's, like, really trashy, but it costs a lot. Oh, my God, there's a topic. Don't need calls for that one. You could do that show alone.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm right, right?
Yeah, a little bit. All right, I'll give it to you. Call us at 201-209-9368. Cecile on the comments board says, Kelly, you bring out the funny in Frangry.
Oh, sorry.
What am I usually like? What the hell?
Is that like an insult?
Yeah. It's a compliment for you, I guess.
I guess. Oh, well, I'm the new toy.
That's true.
It's easy to be funny on one show.
You're shiny and new.
Watch, you'll have me back for a third and you'll be like, Michelle, she sucks.
Never.
Come back.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Hey, what's up? What's your favorite pink food?
Pink food? Well, it's not as cool as Taylor ham, which is probably my favorite.
Me too. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah, please.
Oh, I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Right, Frangry?
Fantastic.
Good. See, I was thinking, like, realistically, the pink food I eat the most it's probably like yogurt when you mix like one of the yogurts that you mix like strawberries.
Yogurt's white.
Yogurt.
And then mash it all around.
Not Yoplait. How do you spell yogurt?
Yogurt.
Yeah.
You know, your list isn't getting spell checked. It doesn't need to be on point.
Accuracy is important. This is my job.
As long as you can read it, I think we're good.
The like, processy yogurts are pink.
Yeah, the ones that are already mixed are pink.
Yeah.
All right, Yoplait. You eat the girly yogurt, mister? Yoplait?
Yeah, Mike, what's up with that?
No, I like the more Greek one, you know, the Chobani or whatever. Am I saying that right? Chobani?
Yeah, but that's white.
Chagadi.
Chobani, something like that. CH.
Yeah, that's probably that one. That's probably my favorite pink food.
You have a good answer. It's just not as fun as some others.
Like that double-fisted ham.
But I still like it. like Frangry's new boyfriend next Christmas.
All right, mister, have a good one.
Oh, you have a great one.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
Tonight's phone number is 201.
Yeah, keep the show rolling along, Frangry.
209-9368, and the topic is, what's your favorite pink food? Should we change the color at the 25 mark? 3 more minutes.
That was a slow 5 minutes on that food color.
It's because I think pink is a rough one, you know? All they can think about is that one thing.
I know, pink. I mean, just the word.
I know, it's kind of dirty.
How did that happen?
I don't know. You chose it. Slag.
I'm trying to be more like you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hello, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hi. And I want to say hi to Michelle, because I'm sure she's either, if not listening now, she'll listen later.
She said she might call in, so that'll be fun.
That'll be awkward. For me.
Okay, so I have a pink food.
There you go.
All right, and actually, this is going to lead into my next thing to say, but snowball.
Snowball?
Oh, like
like a snow
cone? An icy? Yeah.
No. Oh. You know the little cakes? There's the little pink cakes that you Hostess or Drake's or whatever company makes them or whatever.
Yep, you do. It's kind of roundish, Frangry, and it's sold in a little plastic clear container.
It has a sort of suggestive shape.
Oh, then I love
those. Does it?
Yeah, so maybe in the last 15 minutes you can do food shapes instead of colors, you know, to go along with Frangry's developing Taylor ham fetish.
We'll put it on the shows for Frangry and Michelle to-do list.
Okay.
I didn't know that...
I have the best pink food.
What?
Strawberry ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
How do you beat that?
Yeah. Oh.
Delicious.
Disgusting.
So good.
So nasty.
Yeah, you mentioned, I actually work at the Häagen-Dazs factory.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, stay away from the...
Do not finish your sentence.
I'm not going to say anymore. Just strawberry ice cream has... you don't want to eat.
Wait, but all the other ice cream flavors are okay? Cookies and cream is fine, for instance? Cookies and cream is safe?
I don't... Like I said, trust me, I don't eat strawberry ice cream because of it anymore.
Okay, really? Come on, you got to tell us.
I'm not on the air. I won't.
Give us a hint.
I'll put it this way. All right, Keaton, Frankie, I'll email you.
Okay.
And if you feel it worthy.
Oh, it'll... Okay.
But I have a question.
That's
Are
deal.
You a health nut? Like, you won't eat, you know, like...
No. I'm the guy with the liver transplant.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my kind of people.
Yeah.
And you won't eat it.
No, I'm not a health nut. And well, I guess by default, I'm sort of morphing into one. But no, I'm not a health nut.
Okay.
All right, Ted. All right, have a good one.
Okay, have a good one, Frangry.
Oh, you knew who that was.
That was just Ted. Call us at 201-209-9368. We need a new color.
I'm so bad about interrupting.
I don't care. We need a new color.
I like you more and more.
Blue. There's not many blue foods. No, not blue.
I can think of like a blue drink that they put blue.
No, yellow.
All right, yellow.
Okay, what's your favorite yellow food? 201-209-9368.
Although I am drawing a blank currently.
Hi, you're on the radio. Bananas, naturally.
Hello. Very good afternoon. Are we still on pink?
We are now on yellow, my friend.
But we...
Oh, man, I was going to... Oh,
let him have his pink moment.
But you can
moment.
Have your pink moment.
Men live for this, Frangry.
I was going to say
mahi-mahi
tuna.
Ooh, delicious.
Tuna sushi, and then you get the pink ginger on the side, so it's like a double dose.
I would say that mahi-mahi is my favorite fish.
We are free for dinner after this, sir, if you're buying sushi.
I will take some seared mahi-mahi.
What's your name?
My name is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Very good one. Very elitist snob. I like it.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well then. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Oh, another name.
About my favorite yellow food.
Huh? What?
Yeah, what's your favorite yellow food?
Fresh cut corn on the cob. Oh, yeah.
Corn on the cob.
I like his
corn
enthusiasm.
I like the shape. Sorry.
So, let me get this straight. I'm getting you Taylor Ham. Snowballs.
Oh, yeah. Snowballs.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry ice cream and corn on the cobs.
I like that it was plural.
Oh, yeah. This guy's...
Water and butter.
I'll take one cob, thank you.
Meal. Oh, good.
this guy drunk? Do you just spit?
Randy, do you call Frangry and Michelle very often?
Never have before, but it's an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us.
And where do you live, Randy?
I live in the ring. It's my home, you might say.
Where?
Always in the wrestling ring. Oh, yeah.
Is wow. this a gag call, Frank?
I would say yes, Kelly.
You have more professional experience than I do.
My professional experience is telling me that was a gag call.
Did he hang up on us?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I don't know if it is a gag. He's hanging there.
It's a gag.
Sometimes I get a butter knife and I cut the ears of corn off the top. It was a fork. Some pepper on it, yeah.
I think it's time.
I think, okay.
I'm giving you the international cut him off.
Robin on the comments board says, Frangry's erotic grocery just off the I-95. P90 says cornflakes are his favorite yellow food. Totally biased, I think, has the winning yellow. Curry.
Oh, duh. Yeah, okay.
Twinkies.
I can't write all this that quickly.
You don't have to write them all down. You only need to write down your favorites.
Oh, but then I feel like I can't reflect accurately.
Well, you're not going to have time to reflect when it's time to choose.
Well, I kind of already know. I don't think the one
you know
I like.
You know the winner already?
Kind of.
Hey, Joe, let's go says Frangry should open a restaurant called Frangry's Phallic Foods. Of course, everything will be with an F. Frangry's Phallic Foods.
Oh, we have issues. And you're so young and you've gone to pot so early.
What do you mean? I'm a lady.
I'm almost middle-aged, so I'm allowed to be disgusting.
I'm almost middle-aged, too.
No. No, you're closer to birth than death. I'm closer to death.
Only a little bit. Only a little bit.
Wait till you're my age. Then you'll be like, oh, my God, I was young when I was whatever you are.
34.
Oh, brother. You're like born in the 80s, practically.
79.
Oh,
December of 79.
Your parents are such losers. Couldn't they have just waited a little longer and you could have claimed the
80s? No, it hurts. It hurts, man. My whole life, it's been the biggest struggle, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. It sounds so horrible.
Call us at 201-209-9368. What's your favorite yellow food? We're really highbrow today.
I can only think of squash.
Ooh, squash is delicious.
It's kind of like...
Steamed squash with Parmesan cheese. Amazing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Delicious. You could eat that in public.
I could eat that in public, but I have to pair it. Do you have foods that you'll only eat if there's another kind of food on your fork with it?
Like what?
Well, like my veggies, I usually like take a little piece of meat and then stab the veggie and eat meat and veggie.
You won't eat the veggie without the meat?
Maybe.
Not really.
Not so much.
No, you don't.
I eat the vegetable because it's good for me, but I'm not like,
But you really want the meat. I understand that.
I have such a burping. And no one, they really aren't listening.
I can text someone.
Chris M, I gave you money.
Tell Chris M, turned it down. They're not interested in us.
Oh, well.
I've tried it before and it's never worked. Actually, Bryce isn't here. He would bring it, but he's not here.
I'll have to take it up with management.
Okay.
It's in my contract.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a favorite yellow food.
Great. What would that be?
Nachos.
Oh, that would have fit in the orange category.
No, they're yellow.
The actual chip
is yellow.
I'm thinking of Doritos.
I have the best yellow food. Cheese.
Doy.
Yeah, I first thought of cheese, and then I had to go with nachos.
So obvious.
I mean, I win the show with my strawberry ice cream and cheese.
Nachos is good.
Banana?
Bananas are good.
You nail the most phallic food in the color category award.
As I will do for all the rest of the colors. Next up is green cucumber! All right, mister, have a good one.
With Miracle Grow.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's your favorite yellow food?
I love cheese.
I mean,
I live.
I have a better one.
And I couldn't even think of that.
I'm about to win. I'm about to win.
I can't do this show.
French fries. Hallelujah.
Duh. Oh, my God. And when we get to red, I'm going to say ketchup.
Girl, we are a team.
And you eat french fries.
Hell yeah. Only when I'm drunk, though.
I saw something about you feeling guilty because you ate french fries.
I ate McDonald's.
I freaking love french fries.
It was so bad. The next day, I hated myself.
Make you kind of sick later,
Delicious.
Though. Some kind of weird oil.
Yeah, they're not good.
But when you need something like that, why does it taste so good?
So good. It's the salty oil fried starch. Delicious.
Why can't that be low in fat? Why does everything have to be so disgusting?
Look,
that's disgusting?
Everything you want is bad for you. That's the way the world works.
That's it. That's going to be the motto on my tombstone.
Wait, we did a show that was, what is your tombstone
Oh my God, really?
It was so good.
You've thought of all my good ideas already.
That's the problem with the show. Every week we're like, damn, we did that already. All right, call us.
I have the best idea.
We did it last week. Yeah, we did it.
You did porn and food. Nope. You did, I thought of,
You had a...
Movies that could be dirty, but
movies
then
Movies that sound like Sexy Time, one
that's
of our
it.
Best shows.
Yeah. Sexy Time.
Yeah, we did that. Call us at 201... No, don't call us, because the phone's full. Because the show's so damn good. Let's do green.
Just because you want to
say... Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite green food?
Green?
Yeah, we changed it, buddy.
Oh, man.
You can fill the one
All right,
last
what do you
call
have, yellow?
In yellow.
What?
What color are you on, yellow?
Yellow.
All right, go.
Eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Delicious.
So yeah. Good.
One of my faves.
So obvious and so good.
And you can put cheese in it, too.
And then it's extra yellow.
Yep.
And extra delicious.
And you can put potatoes in it, too.
No, you just ruined it.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
But nice try.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one.
You didn't get his name.
We don't need it. That's not winning.
No name.
Hi, you're on the radio.
That should win.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, sister.
I just want to turn off your vote. Hold on. My favorite yellow food, I know you're in green, I just have to say, is chickpeas. And my favorite food, it's Ethiopian. It's called buticha. And I don't know how to do it, but they do chickpeas with the peppers and everything else. It's so good.
I would like to note that chickpeas are beige.
Yeah, I don't think chickpeas are the kind of yellow.
And I was going to say beige later just so that I could say hummus, because it is my favorite food of all time.
Well, let me do the beige then. My favorite food is chickpeas.
Good for
and
you.
And it's this Ethiopian, but when it's cooked and the buticha shows up yellow. I don't know how to do it. And, of course, hummus is made from chickpeas, which is my other favorite food.
That's my favorite food, too.
I do the hummus.
I love hummus. I put it on everything.
Do you eat everything? What's your name?
My name's Deborah.
Deborah, are you an everything eater or are some things eater?
I'm a lacto-ovo-vegetarian.
What?
See, now you're going to have to spell that.
I'm out in the hallway of my apartment watching my cats. Okay, I'm a lacto, L-A-C-T-O.
Oh, lacto, like no dairy.
No, I'll eat dairy, and I'll have yogurt or cheese or milk.
That's a regular vegetarian, isn't it?
I thought you said no dairy. Oh. But I will not eat any type of meat, fish, fowl.
Nothing with a face.
Nothing with a face or a heart or a soul.
Well, chicken, you know, soul, chicken. I don't know.
Watch the movie Chicken Run.
Okay, have a good one. Enough. Hi, you're on the radio.
I am fascinated by
guacamole,
the
guacamole, hands down.
Guac. Oh, wait.
Oh,
are we on green?
Green?
Oh, yeah, green.
He's caught up
we're
now.
On green.
And I think this is the winning call because guacamole is like the greatest food of all time.
I will decide.
That's
Ellie Jones.
True.
Oh, someone knows
Ellie Jones.
My whole name.
It's Chris from Brooklyn.
It's Chris from Brooklyn.
And like you, I'm closer to death.
Doesn't that make you feel so good inside?
Yeah, it does. It's like you're over the hump.
Once you've accepted, it's all behind you. All you have to look forward to is getting fat, making a little more money, and dropping dead.
That's it. But can I jump back to orange for just one second?
Sure.
That one you're going to love.
Go.
There's this product, an Utz product. It's a hull-less, it's a, without a hull.
Hull? Like eight, like frangry, H-O-L-E?
Oh, no, H-U-L-L, hull.
Like
hull.
A boat.
You know when you eat popcorn and you get the little bit stuck in your teeth?
Yeah, is that hull?
Like yeah, that's the hull.
Okay.
Pop shell. What they did was they removed the hull. And not only that.
From
they
what?
Coated it. they coated it with that orange dust that you get on Cheetos. So it's soft popcorn that tastes like a Cheeto.
And so it's like pirate's booty.
It's great.
Isn't Utz kind of like an old-fashioned brand?
Utz is it's kind of like it's a poor man's Wise, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Wise was the poor man's Wise.
No, hers is the poor man's everything. H-E-R-R-S.
Yeah, okay.
Snyder's. I guess Snyder's is high class.
There's a lot of competition for low-end snacks, isn't there?
I just ate some pretzels upstairs that tasted like Nacho Supreme. That was bizarre.
Hmm.
But I'm telling you, go get yourself some of those Utz-holeless orange-coated popcorn things.
Well, what's it called? Popcorn?
They're Hull, H-U-L-L, less.
Is this how they advertise this? Is this the promotional campaign?
It's called Hull-less?
Stealth advertising. Sorry, using Shut Up Weirdo for advertising purposes. Forgive me.
It's okay. It happens. All right, Chris from Brooklyn.
Have a good one.
Have
Thanks,
a good
Chris
one.
From Brooklyn. Bye.
Bye.
H-A-G-O. Hey, go. Have a good one. I told you I was a total dork.
I was like, what does that mean? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, I have to correct you on your choice of French fries being yellow. I'm at a Burger King right now, and it says, enjoy our golden brown.
Golden.
Oh, well then. Excuse
golden.
Excuse me.
P. Yellow. Frangri is correct.
I think she wins.
She's what?
I think she won.
She won. Oh, the fix is on. What color are we on?
We're on green.
No, he's not following how I'm getting from golden to... Oh, Frangri's giving me the who cares, shut up.
He's never going to understand. You know? It's
well,
just, it's a lost cause.
Green M&M's, how about that?
Ugh,
that's okay.
That's such a cheap answer.
Enjoy your French fries.
Your golden brown.
Golden brown and crispy.
All right, have a good one.
Have a nice good one.
You have such nice listeners. I can't believe everyone's so nice.
They're nice?
They are nice. Do you genuinely not like anyone?
No, I like you. No, it's an act. I like people.
Aside from the person sitting in front of you that you're lying to about liking them, do you like your listeners?
Yes.
I think you do.
Some of them.
But it's not typical. Like, you don't just dislike someone because they're dorky or something.
No, I dislike people because I get, like, weird... bad feelings about them.
What about lactose vegan?
I don't dislike her for not being able to eat, no.
And she has cats.
That was something to dislike, yes.
You don't like cats?
I mean, you know, it's the combination of the lactose vegan
well, that's
cat.
What, yeah, that's what I found intriguing.
It's a little too much.
I love that's total weirdo right there, though.
Like, she cooks for potlucks, and then when you're eating her lactose vegan food, there's cat hair in it. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna gag.
Yeah. Okay, so call us at 201-209-9368. Wait, what's your favorite green food?
What's the show again?
Shut Up Weirdo.
What's the topic again?
What's your favorite green food?
And what do they do call?
Call at 201-209-9368.
And we're doing green.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I can't think of one green food.
Hello, ladies.
Cucumber. Broccoli.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite green food?
My favorite, oh my gosh, I have two. Is that okay?
Sure.
Two.
We'll allow
okay.
that.
Kiwi. What do you think?
Yummy.
Kiwi.
I like kiwi.
Kiwi
I haven't had a kiwi in so long.
Arugula.
And what? Arugula?
Arugula.
Oh, yeah. Boring. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yummy. You don't like arugula?
Boring. Cilantro.
Wait. Yum.
Ew.
Oh, we can't go out.
Why? You don't like cilantro?
No, I love cilantro.
Oh, you're saying that to him.
I don't like
yeah.
cilantro.
Oh, you, we're not hanging out with you then.
How could you like arugula and not like cilantro?
I don't know.
Can well,
I,
have
you
had
like cilantro, period?
Do you have Mexican food ever?
Yeah, sometimes. I do. I like Mexican food, but...
There's a lot of cilantro. Well, there's a lot of cilantro in, I guess, Mexican and what else? Indian?
All Hispanic food has cilantro.
Why don't we get Italian?
That's parsley. Oops.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you.
I'm so old, I can't
you
control...
You can't even control your burps?
...my bodily... Function.
Is that why you have that extra panty liner on?
You know it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. You still on green?
Yeah.
Okay. I would just say pistachios. Oh. Pistachios are delicious.
Very good.
I would not say that they're green. They're
They say pistachio green. It's a color. Pistachio green.
Okay, fine.
Kind of like that army khaki green.
Okay.
But do they grow?
Make pistachio ice cream, too.
Pistachio ice cream is green, so I'll give you that.
Do they grow green?
They're more beige, if you ask me. The shell is beige, and the nut is beige-ish.
And with green all over it.
Pistachio green. I don't know. Google it. There's a pistachio green.
No, it's beige with green all over it.
I can't talk and use the computer, so I don't. We're just going to give it to you.
What, you want me to Google pistachios?
I mentioned on the comments board, too, but Jell-O, I think, suits every color. You know what I mean?
So do M&M's, almost.
We're just staying away from stuff that's been totally...
Yeah, that's boring.
Although, your other winner... snowballs.
Natural, though. That's a big thing, though.
Pink.
That's true.
I think you asked about that before.
What?
Natural color foods.
It can be anything. We don't care. All right. Okay, whatever.
Frankie doesn't care. I have standards.
I hung up on him. I got bored with
that's
him.
That's mean.
It happens.
Snob. Such a snob.
They talk and talk and talk.
Of course they do. They are the callers.
Well.
You were desperate for them in the beginning.
Only for, like, 5 minutes?
Such a woman. Give me attention. Go away. No one's looking at me. Oh, you're disgusting. You're staring at me. Get away from me. You pig. You're never getting a piece of this. No one wants me.
Oh, my God. That's how I feel every day. You just summed me up in, five seconds.
I'm not hot anymore. Ew, that guy was licking his lips and looking at my booty. I'm so grossed out. Is that your life?
Yeah.
That's every woman's life.
It's really hard having a vagina.
It is impossible to have a vagina.
It's like the worst.
It's a curse.
201-209.
I'm getting rid of mine.
No, you're not.
Sewing it up.
9368. What's your favorite? Should we do purple?
That was quite disgusting.
Yeah, that was so wrong.
Yeah, let's just get off this.
Purple? Purple food.
Yeah, purple.
Purple drink. I win.
Purple drink.
Like Welch's grape soda?
Grape juice.
Grape soda.
That's disgusting.
Delicious.
Really?
So good.
So, like, I'm five.
Yeah, but so delicious. Hi, you're on the radio.
Don't you outgrow that?
Nope.
Cheap high?
Well, I don't drink it now, but I want to.
Okay. See?
You guys still
private food. Private food.
We're on purple now, but whatever color you have is fine.
Wait, I gotta do green. So... there's two things I have. One is mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Delicious.
Oh, very clever.
The best green food ever. And then number two is when I was a kid for St. Patrick's Day, my dad put green food coloring in scrambled eggs.
Yuck.
And that's like, it's my favorite in idea, in conception.
But you've never been able to eat eggs again.
Totally unedible. Like, try it. It's not, you know. So anyway, that's my toothpaste.
It's your parents' job to traumatize you.
It's
so
true.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah, I bet.
Mean, you know, you can tell already. So.
But seriously, can you eat eggs? Will you eat eggs?
When I, after a good session of therapy, it's fine.
Not a hangover. Therapy.
Yeah, it's totally fine. After beating myself,
that's a good one. All right, mister.
What color are you on now? Is it purple?
Yeah.
We've moved to
another color
of the bruise spectrum.
Purple.
Yeah, see, there's a lot in there, right? It's like, I don't know, blood oranges, right? Does that qualify?
What? Wait. Those aren't purple?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, well, okay, maybe I'm a little colorblind.
The hell?
That's like way colorblind.
What are you talking about?
It's, come on, I'm gentle. The whole green egg thing, you know. Don't be too hard. What about plums? Plums are purple.
Plums, okay, I'll give you that. Plums are purple.
Nice save,
yeah,
sir.
And I love plums. All right, mister, have a good one.
Thank you.
Oh my God, they're so awesome. You have the best listeners. That was so surreal.
They're all crazy. Hey, you're crazy too, and you're on the radio.
Hi. Deborah, I just need to clarify that I'm a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, not a vegan, if there's a difference.
How many cats do you have?
Okay, listen.
Uh-oh.
One cat.
How many do you have?
One.
Oh, just
that's
one.
Totally normal. What's, she's totally yeah, normal.
Okay. And wait, the best is, I've talked to you before. I'm a WFMU alum.
No kidding.
Oh, so yeah. We should be nice
way,
to you.
Way well, before you were probably born. No.
Probably in a, not.
In, probably.
Maybe no. Frangry. She's like 8.
Yeah, huh. Definitely, because it was from 68 to 71 I had a show on FMU.
Well, that was before I was born.
Super cool. See, I knew she and I were linked in some way.
You guys are soul sisters?
Well, a little bit.
Probably are.
She eats healthy and I eat everything bad.
All right, have a good one, Deborah.
I'm weirder than I am.
You're not that weird.
If we pick on you, it's out of love.
Maybe now that we know she's an FMU alum, it makes her even more weird.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Probably.
All right, have a good one.
It's a tight group.
Call us at 201-209. 9368.
Frangry is signing me, people.
What's your favorite purple food?
I can't even think of anything besides eggplant.
Is this one too hard?
I'm just so lame. I couldn't even think of, like...
Blueberries.
Oh, eggs and cheese. Duh.
What?
When we were on Yellow, and you pulled out cheese, which is like, I live on it. You
amazing.
Can tell if you look at my...
Please. Should we do green? We did green.
My padunk.
Should we do brown? Let's do brown.
Okay.
What's your favorite brown
you
food?
Know I like brown because it's close to my favorite topic.
Chocolate.
Yeah, good one. Chocolate.
I'm good at this game.
You are. And why am I overweight?
Cookies.
This is so unfair. You're like a food psycho. And you're like 100 pounds.
Hamburgers.
Ew. A brown hamburger, that's rotten. It should be pink.
Or cooked.
It should be pink in the middle.
You love it, pink in the middle. Hey, you're on the radio.
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the
I
air,
don't
buddy.
I actually like hey, pink
what?
In the middle.
What's your favorite brown food?
Did he say?
I thought you were on purple.
Okay, fine. What's your favorite purple food?
Prune danishes.
What?
Prune danishes.
Does that even exist? Because that actually
yeah.
sounds really good, and I want one.
Yeah, my grandma always gives them to me when she makes me lunch.
That sounds grandma
ate prunes. I love prunes.
Does prunes help or stop?
Help.
I don't know because
they
I
help.
Always
they help.
I know that for sure.
They make you regular.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I think I'm always on prunes then.
They are okay. One of my favorites.
Really?
I do love me a good prune.
You are a freakazoid.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Did he say Clem?
I don't know. Who cares?
Bye, Clem. Have a H-A-G-O.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, you still on purple?
Sure.
We can be.
Oh, all right. It's a specialty lettuce, radicchio.
Oh, sure. Radicchio.
Nice one.
Very good one.
Yeah. I'm down with some radicchio.
Frankly, you can sell that at your erotic supermarket.
You had to see the face that went with that asinine response. She had like the Elvis Presley lip going.
Oh my god. Okay, mister, have a good one. I like your radicchio.
It's radic. That's a weird food. That's a tart, kind of tangy. It's like endive.
Plus, isn't it like brown on one side and white on the other? Or, I mean,
it's
purple on one side and white on the other?
I think the tip is... the tip.
Just the tip is purple? Wait, so you're saying just the tip of the radicchio
the
is purple?
The shaft is white.
Oh, my God. I mean, if we don't get in trouble for this show...
I'm going to get kicked off the air for permanently. Maybe
my
that's
show's
going to
be taken away. Michelle, this is going to be Michelle's show from now on.
I think you guys are pretty lucky you're still on. You've said something... Oh, that's not a judgment of the quality of the programming.
It's the things we say?
Yeah. Well, the things you allude to.
You have been way worse than we ever are. Michelle gets very upset when I do any of that stuff.
Recap.
But you're bringing out.
On
you're
the
bringing
cop.
It out. We're talking about food. What do you want from me?
Handheld Taylor ham.
You said it needed two hands and said double fisting, not
me. Cucumbers.
I just really like cucumbers. And radicchio.
Oh, my God.
Call us at 201.
How can you stand not to have bed music?
209-9368. We don't need it. It's too much fun in here for
what
music.
What is that wink thing? Is that a code?
Oh.
Bummer.
First party foul. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Kelly Jones. It's Bennett.
Hi,
what's
Bennett.
Up, Bennett?
So what are we on, purple?
I think, who knows?
I thought we were on brown.
Oh,
no.
Whatever. Brown? Pick a color, name a food.
Yeah, we don't care.
It's right. Mixed bag time.
It just has to be one of the colors we've already said.
Okay, good. So purple would be Asian eggplant. I like those. If
you know, station manager Ken insists that eggplant is not purple because the part you eat is beige. So he said...
Yeah, but the outside's purple, so therefore
we had a
wrong.
Big fight about it.
That's the only food I could think of that went with a color. Therefore, it is purple.
Yeah, it's purple.
You know,
purple.
There are purple peas. They're purple like snow peas. I used to grow them in my garden years ago.
But they were purple when they were babies, not big green peas, right?
No, no. They end up purple when you eat them. Hmm. It's just a different variety.
Hmm.
I know. I know a lot about food. I love it. You know what my yellow was? Twinkies. Twinkies were my yellow.
That's good. What's your red?
I don't know. Tomatoes, I guess.
Beef.
Boring.
What's your pink?
Pink grapefruit.
I think we should have a, like, lightning round.
Where we just name
them. Yeah.
Okay, what's your white?
Orange.
Did white.
You do orange?
White.
My white is... Fettuccine Alfredo.
You can't stump him.
That's not white.
It's creamy.
It's creamy white.
I would say it's off-white.
That's
cream. That's white. White's in the title.
Milk.
White's in the name.
Fine. Black.
He hasn't had any.
What's your favorite black food?
My favorite black food? Chocolate-covered peanuts.
That's brown.
It's black. The dark chocolate.
Oh, nice save.
Squid ink pasta.
That's, like, bluish.
It's grayish. It's
all right,
black.
Bennett. Have a good one.
Thanks,
you
Bennett.
Too. Bye.
You should start going through your list and picking out who your favorite call was.
Hago. That's the way you should say it now. Hago. Because
oh,
it's got hag.
It's like slag?
Yeah. You can use all these ideas. I won't even charge you.
201-209.
You miss Michelle already.
No. 9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
So cold.
Oh, hi. What colors are we on?
Any of the colors we've named.
We're on lightning round.
Orange, pink, yellow, purple, brown.
Okay, do
green.
Beverages count?
Sure.
Okay, and for purple, a good port wine with dark chocolate for brown.
Oh, you're so fancy.
Yes. Why not?
What about yellow?
Yellow... scrambled eggs.
Got that. Good one.
Yeah. No, it's a standard.
Orange. What about orange?
Orange. Cheetos.
Said it already.
So you missed the first... So you're admitting to missing the first half of our show, is that what?
Or you're just regurgitating answers that we've already said. It's one or the other, and either way, you should be ashamed.
I've been on the show in the past 3 minutes, so I don't know what's been said.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling. I like the port wine.
Wait, Robin says rainbow trout. Mike Trout. Best answer.
That is it.
Robin, I think you might have just won the show.
I think she just trumped.
The best is she wrote rainbow
Danny
trout
D.
and then put Mike Drop like in those little stars. Call us at 201-209-9368. Dale says peanut butter is his favorite brown food, and G says baked beans.
Peanut butter is sort of a pasty tan brown.
Your tan
food
brown.
Is really not, you know.
What?
You can't just, it's not as easy to line up
and
with
that's
one,
true.
One color.
Hi, you're on the radio. That's true.
Hi, I've got an answer for every color.
Okay, go.
No.
Skittles.
Oh.
There's no brown Skittle, bro.
You know, that would have been funny, but
M&M's.
We got rainbow
late,
trout
bro.
1 second ago.
Ah, I tried,
no,
tried.
No, you did
there's
great.
There's no
Joe,
orange.
Thank you.
Is there orange M&M's? There's no black M&M's?
So.
Is there black? There is black M&M's.
Because the M&M people are racist.
I knew that. Oh, man, Robin's answer was so good.
Rainbow trout?
Yeah.
It's so dumb and funny.
I know.
One of my favorite things.
You're on
the
radio.
World.
Ditto.
Oh, thank God, Billy Jam.
Why? We're having so much fun.
Put a bullet in it, please.
Oh, this is the best day of her life.
Nothing but a face.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Okay, I'm hanging up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Nothing but a face.
All right, I got the best
like
brown
that?
Food of all time. Hash or pot brownies?
You had me at
Billy Jim was into that answer, I think.
Yeah.
All
that's
right,
pretty
mister,
good.
Have a good one.
Must be one of my listeners.
Yeah, right.
Okay, one more call and then we're
done. That's all we have now are yours.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have an idea for next week's topic.
Okay.
You could pick a letter of the alphabet and you can only eat food that starts with that letter.
Genius. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
That'd be good if this was a food show.
That was stupid.
But it's not. It's just a gross out idiot show.
All right, Kelly Jones, who's your winner?
Oh, I'm going with the rainbow trout lady because it made me kind of bust a gut. But
that was good.
Runner up is Danny D. And I liked mint chocolate chip man and the wine guy, the serious wine guy at the end.
The port guy with the chocolate? All right, Robin, you win. Send me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Up next is Billy Jam. Do I have to do the legal ID? Where
you
is
do.
It?
Yes, you do.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at wfmu.org.
And
in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Frangry, thank you for
thank
having
you, Kelly
me.
Jones.
I lesbian love you.
Yay, we miss you, food bed. All right, see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned. Nothing with a face. I do the hummus.
I love hummus.
I do the hummus.
I love hummus.
I put it on everything.
Nothing with a face.
What?
See, now you're going to have to smell that.
doesn't that make you feel so good inside?
Nothing with a face.
Nothing with a face.
To my homies, don't cry, cause we do or die for a little O.E. Yeah, girl.
your entourage tour with Jesus. Yeah. Coogi fly, mafioso Don, with the bad boy logo, palm gripping the Don Perignon. Moschino buying, private jet flying. I'm like the black Frank White, cause my game's tight. Branson spokesman strolling and get a bitch open, hoping I'ma hit her with the Trojan. Keep a box by the Glock on the dresser. Lifestyles to apply pressure. Baby, baby. Punish is ready, I got the machete and a Chevy with the pistol is heavy, it's heavy deep, lyrics heavenly, yeah. Metaphors and melodies show you how to be a player like Bill Bellamy. My niggas known for felony, yeah. Boogie down New York, the grounds that I've all, find you in a dog, surround you with hawks, I line you in tall, terror is a squad, I'm a lethal mathematician, adding up the cash efficient, rappers missing poetry that's so proficient, notice the dope is written, vocal spitting, rolling with the Puerto Rican coalition on the focus mission. By now, you can match my grandma's soft face like my son, that's pointing me. It's the Mayana.
Yeah. We're about to take it up town.
Hard work.
Big L.
Big L with D-I-T-C's truest. Yeah. Been between more sheets than Ku Klux. You rap a Big L would give. Who f*** your whole love me too much. Never seen a grill without my two n***s. American gangster Frank Lucas. You got the how could he bling. I rock the what's popping now ring. Money longer than Yao Ming. The Harlem City cat with the hard gritty raps. Y'all be all yappity yap. My dogs really clap. I got the fly. Across states, got you paying my fares. Chill with the ideas, anybody compares. Nobody comes near. Big L, all oh, yeah.
What up?
My people, hello to the day. I watch the world on wheels, hit the yellow and gray. The ones don't work, all the ones don't eat. And once again, I'm from that city where the sun don't sleep. It's time to get live because the terms is breach. Ride the wave like the world is a beach. Learn more, I teach. I was raised by N.W.A. and Stacey A. All day, same story, different briefcase. I'm nonchalant to others peddling weight. I got a purpose to serving up and settle my state. Been through it, all of it great. Put the ruler to the movement, all of it straight. Big fish, even calling them bait. One love, one dish, see them all on my plate. I take the lady on a vacate, she call it a date. Now she calling in sick, now she calling in late. The heart of the work, well, the moment of the day. Easy they come, but the sun don't stay. Trying to cope while hoping I pray. Somebody show me the way, somebody show me the way. I've been through some pitfalls and I've been down. Made it through close calls and lost some ground. It's a hell of a price I pay. Somebody show me the way. Somebody show me the way.
Sun in. Love to be alive, feet hit the ground running, butterflies in my stomach like I'm anxious trying to get it, trying to learn a lot from it, on a planet in regression, in the loft at the summit, air is much clearer, catch me on the high road, some fight to live, others settle for survival, it's your world, you could write the line you live your life on, it's heavy but you're strong, just hold on until that light dawns. It started now, pardon me, we're partying. Escalated, redefining the state of the art again. Celebrated, elevators open up to secret floors. Different rules and secret laws, from the roof you'll see the stars. Only fear boredom in a world of raw materials. Excited by potential, inspired by adventure. Calculated circles, the circumference and the radius. The only cast to float without a float through the parade is us.
The heart of the work, well, the long of the day. Easy they come, but it sure don't stay.
It's routine, by the beach I rise. First up, I hit the weed, then I bleach my eyes. Then it's
to the drum machine to speak my mind. Tracks like fitted hats, pick a beat my size.
Energizing on the darkest streets I shine. Saw the light up on the mountain to the peak I climb. Breathtaking new perspectives on the life I grind. First tear of joy fell looking like I'm crying. For just a moment,
the feeling of being content. Not needing a dollar or a cent. I smile for my mama cause she proud. The studio, my headphones loud.
Bridge builders will connect these crowds. Dedicated on my honor, you can check these vows. That's purpose, power to make the powerful nervous. Hard work ain't easy, but easy usually ain't worth it. They say,
the harder the work, well, the longer the day. Easy they come, but it sure don't stay.
Still brothers, we from the era where we test each other. Never complacent, only the truth adjacent. Minor tech mind and a skilled eye to trace it. Resemble the struggle, trying to get a facelift. Crabs in the bucket, monkeys in the spaceship. Running with our blueprint as if we won't say shit. Can't play the shadows, can't do the fake shit. Beyond the repertoire, vibes been the influence. And vibe with the minimal, make anything an instrument. Rhymes universal, gifted unlimited. Self-scientific, poetic and uninhibited. We turn the limit into limitless. Born stiff in the heights, men been known for living it. Got moxie plus the proper etiquette. You'll find it in my autopsy. I've been legitimate. Born stiff in the heights, men.
Baby, Bay Bridge Alliance.